would put it to you that the communication that was put out that said that we host these engagement activities, I cannot remember a precinct and town site meeting ever being held during my time on council. And I can understand that there may be some feelings in the community of feeling that they're being told one thing that the Shire has been doing, and now they're actually being presented with another, saying, well, it's an opportunity that may occur, whereas the statement that was put in the report through council made it quite clear that these engagement opportunities are held throughout the year. So my question really relates to the clarity of the communication, and how can we ensure that our communication with the public very clearly states what they could expect, so that we can avoid disappointment and feelings of the community that they might be being misled.
CEO.
I think I've said all I can say. If that word is a word that, to me, hosts doesn't, I'm not sure it says a particular period of time over which those things are hosted, but I'm pretty sure that we have done a lot of those things in the past, and we will continue to do them into the future, other than what I said previously, perhaps around public budget workshops. But, as I said, we have, for example, we have a meeting in Greenbushes, which is open to the public. That's, that's an opportunity that is in a township up the road. And when we're discussing place planning, we will have some precinct meetings. We had consultation around the strategic community plan. So even though it was conducted probably 18 months ago, there was strategic planning meetings. So, we just need to probably be a bit clearer with the wording so that everybody interprets it the same way. But, I'm not saying we couldn't do that, but what I am saying is that I think for the most part, people would understand that we do most of those things at some point throughout the year, or a lot of those things throughout the year, and over a period of time we would probably do nearly all of them.
Thank you, CEO. Councillor?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that response. My next question, I'm sorry, my computer just went to sleep, it relates to the communications. I'm sorry, I've just lost my place. The communications policy, if we look on page 132 of the attachments, item 4.3, through the policy it talks about the process for speaking on behalf of the Shire and making representations to the media. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if some clarity could please be provided. So it states in one section of the document the Shire President is the official spokesperson under the Act. And then later on it says that media inquiries received by elected member or an employee must be directed to the CEO or an authorised officer to ensure coordinated communication. And then it says Manager Executive Services Unit is responsible for coordinating media liaison, issuing media releases and responding to media inquiries on behalf of the Shire. So I was just wondering, because it's not really clearly spelled out in this policy, what is the actual linear process for comments being provided to the media, and is the Shire President always a link in that chain?
CEO?
So nothing goes out of here to the media without having been sent to the Shire President for approval first. So that's the process at the moment. It comes in through the Executive Manager the Manager of Executive Services. It then normally we would draft some points for the President's approval. The President then gets back to us with what his preferred response is. We may go backwards and forwards a couple of times, but normally it only takes us to have drafted something, and then the Shire President sends it back, and then it goes back out through the Executive Services Unit. So it's a pretty tightly controlled process.
Is that something that should be outlined in the policy?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that, well, it's clear to us that the Shire President is the spokesperson. So that means that any thing that goes out that is on behalf of the Shire goes out with the Shire President approving it. So we have our own internal processes that back that up, but, you know, we sort of embed those things in management practices.
Excuse me, Councillor, would you mind if I just asked a question which is related to what you just asked? So my question is to the Manager of Executive Services. I'm reading 4.2, speaking on behalf of the Shire. It says the Shire President is the official spokesperson under Section 2.81D. Now, I believe it actually reads, is the principal spokesperson. Should this read principal rather than official?
Certainly happy to change that wording if that's what you wish. There's no real reason why it can't be principal, but that you ask, the President still remains the official spokesperson of the Council.
Thank you, Manager. Councillor?
Oh, if I could just make a note, it's actually 2.8, Section 1B, not D. Thank you very much.
Councillor, you.
I have another question relating to this policy. It's on page 133, relating to social media. It states the Shire will not engage in discussions via Facebook and comments on posts are disabled to maintain clarity, accuracy and government compliance. And the next dot point says social media content will be moderated to remove offensive, unlawful, misleading or inappropriate material. Given that we're not allowing comments on posts, what kind of offensive, unlawful, misleading or inappropriate material do we think might appear on the Shire's Facebook page?
CEO?
Don't know, but if it did appear, we would get rid of it straight away. I think that's just, you know, it's there to say, you know, if there is something that goes on there through whatever means, we get rid of it. So, it's, yeah, we disabled it. But if there's some way that something does get on there, then we would take it off. It also, I guess, there may be occasions where we use social media differently in the future, where we may want people to leave some sort of comment, but if they start leaving offensive ones, then we would turn it off. We'll take it off, sorry.
Councillor.
Thank you. I have a question about the Code of Conduct policy. It's on page 163 of the attachments. In section 12, dealing with a complaint. This policy is quite brief in respect. I think widely it's a good policy, but it's quite brief when it comes to discussing the actual process of assessing and making a decision on a complaint that is carried out by a council. And I think this is something that has come up in previous discussions of council. And I wondered if consideration should be given to giving more of an outline about how that process happens in chambers and the process that council follows, just to avoid any confusion down the line. It may be some time before we have to deal with another complaint. Yeah, I think some clarity on the actual process belongs in this policy. Is there a particular reason why that may have been left out?
CEO?
We've followed the model policy. I think, you know, when something comes to council, it already follows a set process as per the standing order. So this deals with how we get something to the point that it gets to council and you have all of the required information to make a decision, which I think previously was lacking from the previous policy. I think there was two reasons, really. One is because I don't think it's necessary, and B, I think we probably shouldn't be messing too much with the model that was put out by Walga, was it? Yeah. Because I think that's probably where the Shire may have got into a bit of a dilemma previously in messing too much with the original policy and therefore leaving some deficiencies in it. So I would suggest that, you know, this is the way to go. And if we do get to a point where there are some issues that we see as being deficient with this policy, then we can always make some amendments to it to address those things.
Thank you, CEO. Councillor?
I just have one final question for now that relates to quite a few of the items on the agenda to do with policy changes. Most of these policies have an item in the motion that says that we authorise the CEO to make administrative changes to policies without bringing them to council, as long as the intent of the policy remains the same. Apologies, I'm paraphrasing here. Given that intent can be subjective, would there be any particular reason why it wouldn't be appropriate for any policy changes to be brought to council, even if minor, so that councillors can be satisfied themselves of the changes and whether they impact the intent and the application of the policy? Is there a particular reason why this dot point has been introduced?
CEO?
Normally the CEO in most councils would have a delegation to do this anyway, because it creates a whole lot of efficiencies, particularly when legislation, regulations and the like change, and then you can just update the policy with the correct things, or when you find a typo in a policy, you don't have to bring it back to council to change it. It is something that we'll look when we do the delegations to put an actual delegation in there, but we haven't got that at the moment. So we've put it in with this, with these motions, just to make it clear that there is the ability to make those changes over time. And if you don't do it, then my view is that it makes it such a cumbersome task to change some of the policies. And when you need to, they often get left because of that particular issue. People go, it's only so minor, I don't want to write a whole report and take it to council, I don't want to bother council with having to go through it. And so they get left, and then they get left again, and then we end up with what we've got now, with a whole range of policies that are seriously out of date. So I think, again, it's one of those things that creates significant efficiencies, and I think most CEOs would be really careful, as I would be, to make sure that any wording changes or any changes that we do make to the policy couldn't be conceived as changing any of the intent of those policies. But we could, one of the ways that we could get around that is that once there could be a process we put in place where if we make a change to the policy, we do circulate it to all councillors to say that we've updated it. And that way, if any councillors do have an issue and think that it's changing the intent, they can say, well, I would like that brought to council. So that's probably a way of overcoming that.
That was going to be my next question.
Thank you, CEO. Councillor?
Apologies. That was going to be my next question, just about avoiding a situation where policies are being changed without council actually having any knowledge of it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor. Is there any other questions on agenda items by elected members? In that case, I'll move forward to item 14, consideration of motions of which previous notice has been given. CEO, is there any motions?
Not for this meeting.
Thank you. I'll move on to item 17 in the agenda, corporate economic and community services. So I call for someone to move the officer motion for item 17.1, list of accounts for December 2025. Councillor Fletcher.
I move that Council receives the December 2025 list of accounts.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Pratico. Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Fletcher, would you like to speak to your motion? Councillor Pratico, would you like to speak to your motion?
No, thanks. I've got nothing.
Thank you, Councillor. Is there anyone who'd like to speak against the motion? There being no one wishing to speak against the motion, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Do I have someone who will move item 17.2, list of accounts for January 2026. Councillor Fletcher.
I move that Council receives the January 2026 list of accounts.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Gillies. Councillor Fletcher, would you like to speak to your motion?
Yes, I would. I have two questions in relation to electronic fund transfers. One relates to item EFT 431.42 in relation to face painting on Australia Day. Just checking that the amount paid for the face painting was correct in that it was $2,600. And the second part of that question, what was the total budget for Australia Day, please?
Thank you, Councillor. CEO?
I'll pass that over to Director Radford to answer.
So $2,600 was the correct amount that we paid for the face painting. Officers searched when planning the event, searched locally to see if whether there was anyone who could provide face painting or children's entertainment services. There was no one locally, so they cast the net wider. They went to Perth. There was one supplier that provided us a quote, and that included travel to and from Perth on the same day, as well as overtime rates for their staff and materials working on a public holiday. So unfortunately, that was quite a high price. it is covered by the Australia Day grant, so it was at no cost to council. In terms of the budget, we had a budget in the for Australia Day of in the region of $9,000. Our officers have gone out and sought a community grant of $10,000, which took the entire budget up to $19,000 that we could spend. In the end, we have acquitted that grant. Our total spend on the Australia Day was 15, leaving us a budgeted saving of approximately 4,000.
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you.
Any further questions on item 17.2? Councillor Pradico.
Mr. President, I have just realised I omitted from declaring an interest in this item. I did supply ice creams for the Australia Day event, and that gives me a financial interest, and I will leave the room.
Thank you, Councillor Pradico. Any further questions on item? Would anyone like to speak against the item? There being no one speaking against the matter, I'll put item 17.2. Those in favour? Unanimous, thank you. I'll move on to Councillor Pradico, item 17.2 was passed by Council unanimously.
Thank you.
Now move on to item 17.3, monthly financial report for December 2025. Do I have someone who will move this recommendation of an officer? Councillor Redmond? And would you like to read the motion, please, Councillor?
I move that Council receives the December 2025 financial activity statements.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Fletcher. Councillor Redmond, would you like to speak to your motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor Fletcher.
No.
Is there anyone who'd like to speak against the motion? There being no one wishing to speak against the motion, I'll ask for you to cast your votes. Those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Unanimous. Pardon me. I'll now move on to item 17, Executive Services Unit. Item 18.1, motions from electors' meetings. I call for someone to move the officer's recommendation for report 18.1. Councillor Fletcher.
I move that, one, that the minutes of the 2025 general electors meeting held on Thursday the 5th of February 2026 and contained in attachments be received. Two, that the council notes that the decisions made at the 2026 general electors meeting held Thursday 5th of February 2026 as outlined in the body of this report.
Do I have a seconder for Councillor Fletcher's? Councillor Redmond, thank you. So, Councillor Fletcher, would you like to speak to your motion or maybe recommend that Council move in to committee, for example, by suspending limitations on number of speeches by councillors. That's clause 9.5 in the Standing Orders Local Law.
My only comment in relation to it is that there were some issues that have come up, which I think will be for issues that, and motions we need to bring forward for council. There were issues of many issues, but some of them that were outstanding and need to be discussed at full council, including the Australia Day notion itself and the dates, etc. And obviously some that have been brought up tonight by members in our gallery. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Fletcher. Councillor Redmond.
I'd like to move that we suspend standing orders to allow for informal discussion.
All right, so I'll just hand you that so you can read that. Read that, please, Councillor.
I move that we suspend Section 9.5 of the Standing Orders that says no member of the Council is to address Council more than once on any motion or amendment before the Council accept the mover of a substantive motion in reply or to a point of order or in explanation.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder for Councillor Redmond's motion? Councillor Pradico. Is there anyone who would like to speak against the motion? There being no one wishing to speak against the motion, I'll put the motion. Those in favour?
Are we not discussing? Oh, for this. Sorry.
That's to suspend clause 9.5, limitation of number of speeches. Thank you. Unanimous. I'll now open item 18.1 open to councillors to have as many speeches with regards to the matter as they wish. Is there anyone who'd like to speak? Councillor Redmond.
Regarding motion two, I echo what Councillor Fletcher said a moment ago. I do think celebration of Australia Day or commiseration, as it may be for some people, is a topic in the community that I think Council has probably some work to do in catching up on community sentiment. And it's hard to know where to begin. I believe perhaps having a discussion on this particular motion at a concept forum may be a good starting point to allow council to become a little bit more informed on what the regulations are around Australia Day. I know a number of councils have moved to have their celebrations on another date, and I believe I've read some news articles that have noted that that's impacted their ability to receive grant funding, and how we would go about consulting with members of our community, specifically those who may be most affected by that particular date and everything that comes along with it. I think it needs some kind of nuanced discussion and maybe some more information from officers about what's possible and what the impacts will be. That's just my thought. I'd love to know from other councillors how they think we could proceed on this one, because I don't think it's something we should ignore.
Thank you, Councillor. Is there anyone who'd like to... Well, the floor is open to you, councillors. If you'd like to speak, you can speak to...
No, I disagree with Councillor Redmond. I believe that Australia Day is the 26th of January. I know a lot of people call it Invasion Day, or Councillor Redmond said, I think, Commiseration Day or something similar. My experience with traditional Aboriginal people in the desert on one occasion on Australia Day, I made what I believed at the time the erroneous mistake of saying Happy Australia Day. And then I said, I apologise, you probably see it as Invasion Day. No, Sergeant, we don't. We see it as we had an opportunity. The white fella bought us housing. The white fella bought us clothes, white goods. They were very much for remembering that Australia Day was a day of foundation, not discovery, and that when you see a traditional Aboriginal person embracing that, I believe that Australia Day, with their support, should always be the 26th of January. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? Councillor Gillies.
Thank you to Councillor McRae and Redman. My view on this matter is that I believe that we need to, and whilst we don't necessarily have to, I think that this is a conversation for the wider community as well. I think it's really important that we discuss how Australia Day is recognised in Bridgetown Greenbushes, the style and the tone of the celebrations, and whether events focus on celebration, reflection, inclusion, or a mix, and also community activities funded or hosted by council. My view on the matter is that we're at a moment in time where it's a really heated discussion, and I think we all need to also look around the room and look at generationally who we represent. So I think while it's great that I loved being up there at the breakfast, at the community breakfast, but I'm very aware of the heat around this topic. I mean, my personal view is that I would remove the citizenship process away from Australia Day and that we would allow a lot of input from our community as to the direction that we wanted to go in. But for us to collectively make this decision just in chamber is wrong. I think it's absolutely wrong, and we would deserve the flak that we would get if we changed it without consulting our community. Thank you.
Councillor Fletcher.
I support that opinion, Councillor Gillies, that we, as in relation to Motion 3 and where we talk about consulting with our community, I think that any decisions we made should not be personal ones here. They should be ones that reflect the whole community, including Indigenous people. If we look at our Australia Day attendances over, I can think now 20 years, they're actually reducing in this town. We used to have them up at the showgrounds. We now have them in the pool, but certainly the numbers are dwindling. I'm not sure. Greenbushes may be the opposite. I'm not sure. Tony would be able to help us with that. But I think the important thing here is that we do consult with community. It is a community issue, and it's one that we cannot bury our heads in the sand and say, this way or that group or that other group. So I think if a part of our community consultation, which was motion number 3, that we that can be a very good starting point. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. And I believe that in the body of the report there's a purported recommendation which would have the administration go away and look at a number of matters as they relate to Australia Day. So, so there is a recommendation that councillors could put at any stage. It doesn't have to be today. It could be at any time. So there's that consideration. And another matter that I'd like to just... It is a very small matter in relation to it, but it's still a matter. The council applied for a grant to fund the Australia Day, and as we learnt earlier today, the cost for the event was some $15,000. 10 of which was contributed to by the council, the Australia Day Council. I would hope that we would deal with, we would, you know, address this matter before we apply for that grant, such that when we go about our activities next year, that we can comply or not apply for that grant if we can't comply. Councillor Pratico.
I think there's some work to be done here to lobby the state government to make sure that the grants are available, whatever decisions council need to make. So I don't know whether an amendment to this motion or when it comes back to the concept forum. I think we need to do that work first, and I think if we want to talk to the community, we need to tell them that if we chose another day, there may not be funding, or there will be funding if we choose another day, so that they've got all the information when they decide what we want to do.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Redmond.
I just wanted to clarify, in case there was a perception that I was advocating for any particular course of action in terms of the Australia Day celebrations itself, I'm not. I'm only advocating for some genuine consultation to see what our community wants to do. I respect Councillor McRae's view and appreciate your anecdote about your experiences. Respectfully, though, I'm not. My concern is not about people's views in the desert. I'm concerned with what people in our shire think. So I think some consultation would allow us to reflect on that a bit better and see how we can best represent the views of the community. So I think it'd be appropriate for one of the councillors to put a notice of motion forward at some point. Maybe we can discuss that at some stage soon.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor McRae.
Thanks for the reply, Councillor. I fully agree with what you're saying. I do believe it's a community issue and that we should not start not doing this chamber.
So there was 5 notices of motions that were passed at the annual electors meetings. Is there any other? From the public. The public. 5
out of the 6 were carried. There's 6 motions at the electors.
6 meeting. Were carried,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, 6.
And there was 5 from the public. Is there any further discussion around those other matters raised by Mr. Beddington? Councillor Fletcher.
Yes, I do believe, and it's been brought up already in public question time tonight, if we are putting our staff or our public at risk in areas affected by chemicals, whatever, in the soils, that we are actually following correct protocols to ensure that that isn't happening in and around in our shire where public have access or our employees have access.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Redmond.
Yeah, I agree with Councillor Fletcher's comments, and I think that it's one of these kind of specialised areas where it's probably impossible to brief council to the extent that we would have a full understanding. However, I think in a concept forum is probably the appropriate setting for council to receive a more detailed briefing from officers about what the legislation is, what particular sites may have issues and how those are going to be managed, and maybe that would become some kind of formal plan that's written with a note for each of those sites so that we have a bit of clarity going forward do we need to do anything for it to come to a concept forum, or can we just do that informally? You'll make that happen, Mr. CEO?
CEO?
I think what needs to be done has already been done. So, yes, we hear what council's saying, and we can bring them to a concept forum, and then council can make a decision, or councillors individually can make a decision of whether anyone wants to put up a further motion to be dealt with in a formal perspective within this gallery, within this chambers.
Councillor Gillies.
Yes, thank you. On motion six, I'm just interested, I'll just read it, that council directs the Shire to review and re-advertise the proposal for Steer Street, Civic Place and Stewart Street due to changes in the area, such as the Visitors Centre, with a report to be presented to council by April 26 council meeting. Now, the officer comment is that the current officers were not aware of this project. However, existing documentation, community consultation material and previous motions have now been located for review. So I'm just wondering when, if it will come to the April meeting.
CEO.
No, I think the intention was that, again, we bring it to a concept forum.
Okay.
Because I think, you know, if that work was undertaken some time ago, we just need to be able to brief you on what the current state is and then take it from there, either to put an amount in the budget for next year that represents what council decide they want to do with that particular issue. So again, probably the best way forward is to bring it to a concept forum, and then council or councillors individually can decide whether they want to go forward with something in the form of a motion to be dealt with by council.
Thank you, CEO. Councillor Redman.
Well, I'd like to speak on motion four, which related to the local planning scheme. So it was back in September that council resolved to re-advertise the modifications with a little bit more clarity for residents and ratepayers around what the changes were going to be. And this timing doesn't seem right when I think about it, but next week it will in fact be 7 months since that meeting. So we're almost at 7 months since we resolved for the consultation documents to be revised and re-advertised. When do you think, Mr. CEO, that we will be doing this? Because it's taking a long time.
CEO?
The advertising is currently prepared and ready to go. And next Wednesday it will be done. It'll go out for advertising. I guess just on the reasons for such a long time frame, one, we had an election, which we had a caretaker period where we couldn't do anything anyway with regard to this item, and then the lead up to Christmas. And now we're in the new year, so I guess that's why it has got to this point and not been advertised, because you wouldn't want to be advertising something of this nature over the Christmas period and the holiday period. So, so yes, it's all prepared and ready to go out next week.
Thank you, CEO. Councillor Redman.
Thank you. Well, I'm very grateful that the wheels are turning on this. Back in that September 2025 meeting, when we were discussing the advertising on the amendments to the scheme, at that meeting it was discussed that because the advertising that had been publicly released, some viewed that it was lacking important information, and we requested a grid or a summary of what all the changes were from TPS 3 and 4 to TPS 6, so that people could much more clearly see what the specific changes were, and the request was that that information would be shown to council before it went public, to so that we could be satisfied that we weren't going to run into the same problem again, that the information in the advertising was going to be inadequate or potentially viewed as incomplete. So I'm wondering what happened to that part. And I understand that, I'm just trying to remember if you were, yeah, do you remember?
CEO?
I don't think that formed part of the resolution though, did it? I wouldn't think that council approving what goes for advertising was that we would do anything different than what was in the resolution. But the director of that area might like to talk about.
Yeah, I don't recall that being that's not in the resolution. So there wasn't any intention to bring it back to council before that advertising occurs. I don't, yeah, that's my position. I don't recall that as an intent to move forward.
Thank you, CEO. Councillor Redman?
The minutes from that 3rd of September meeting seem to be missing from the website, and I would appreciate the opportunity to review them, because I put that question forward, and I was assured that council would have the opportunity to review the advertising before it went out. Perhaps we can continue this discussion later if we can locate the minutes from the meeting. But I clearly remember being guaranteed that that would not be a problem.
Thank you, Councillor. Is there any further discussion on any of the five matters raised by the public in item 18.?
I have a question.
Councillor Pradico.
We're indicating that some or all of these motions will come back to Concept Forum. Do we need to specify now which ones we'd like to go back to Concept Forum, or we can move forward and bring the lot?
CEO?
We can take the view that they all come to a concept forum for further discussion, if that's what would add clarity to the situation. And if someone wanted to amend the recommendation to that, then it could be council notes the decisions made at the 2026 general electors meeting held 5th of February 2026 as outlined in the body of report, and request that each one is discussed at an upcoming concept forum. If somebody wanted to move that amendment.
While we're in committee?
We're not, we've just... Given it's a minor amendment, it could be done by the mover and the seconder of the motion agreeing to that.
Councillor Fletcher, Councillor Redman.
Do we have to come out of...
No.
We don't. I didn't get all the note of that, but I would like to move the motion that we carry all the motions from the electors' meeting held in February 26 to be taken to a concept forum for discussion and or adoption.
CEO?
Yep. So can you add it on the screen, Crystal? So it should be and requests that each motion be brought to a future concept forum.
No.
Yeah, I think that's enough for us. We know the intent of it.
Thank you, CEO. Councillor Fletcher, are you happy with that proposed amendment?
Yes, as I read it from here, yes.
Councillor Redman?
Yes, I am. And just as a quick aside, my apologies to the administration. I was wrong. Those 3rd of September minutes are on the website. Any apologies? I will be reviewing them. And yes, I'm fine with that amendment. Thank you.
Would any councillor wish to speak further with regards to report 18.1? In that case, we will move out of...
So you need to move a motion to resume.
Yes. Can I have a move to resume standing orders? Councillor Fletcher?
I move that standing orders be resumed.
And Councillor Gillies, second? Thank you, councillors. If there is no objection, I'll put the motion. Those in favour of resuming? Thank you, councillors. So we'll go to the substantive motion that you can see on the screen. Is there anyone who would like to speak against the motion? If no one wishes to speak against the motion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Now move on to report 18.3, Council Concept Forums and Workshops. I call for someone to move the officer recommendation. 18.2, revocation of superseded policies and adoption of new council policies. I call for someone to move the officer recommendation.
I would like to move it, but what I would actually like to move is a deferral on two items within it.
Let's just have a look at this.
So the way to do this would be to move a motion to defer the ones you want to defer and then vote on the rest of them.
I'm moving a motion to defer the execution of documents policy and the feedback policy.
Yeah. You need to state to when you're deferring them to.
Would like to defer it until we see the customer service charter for the feedback policy, and the reason why I would like to defer the execution of documents policy is so a register or a clear list of Category 2 documents can be prepared. So this will allow us to clearly see what documents can be signed under this policy before adoption.
So you're proposing to defer...
One and two.
So we're just going to break this complex recommendation up. Okay. I've So Councillor Gillies has moved to defer matters 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Redman? Councillor Gillies, would you like to speak to your motion, please?
I think I've pretty much said it. I just want to reassure everyone that I am actually comfortable with the intent of the policy. I just want Council to be clear about the practical scope before we approve it. My concern is about clarity, not process.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Redman, would you like to speak to the motion?
I agree with what Councillor Gillies has said.
Thank you, Councillor. Is anyone... Would anyone like to speak against Councillor Gillies' motion? There being no speakers against, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Unanimous. Thank you, councillors. I'll now move on to matters 3, 4 and 5. Councillor Redman, would you like to move those motions?
Love to. I move that Council revoke CR1, public relations, press releases, CR9, social media, and CE2, media and public relations policy. Number 4, adopts the communications and media policy. And number 5, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to make minor administrative updates to the adopted policies to ensure ongoing legislative compliance and clarity, provided no changes made to the intent or effect of the policies. And I just want to flag that I intend to make an amendment that will state that if such an update is made, that Council will be formally notified of the changed policies.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second it.
Councillor Gillies. Councillor Redman.
I think I've said it all, but I would please appreciate some guidance on if I need to move a formal amendment or if it's gentle enough that we can just go with it.
Yeah, I don't think you need to do anything else. I know the intent is, and we've agreed on it. But what I would say is when we do our register of delegations, that's when the delegation to do the minor amendments would have that condition written in. So we'll do a delegation that says the ability to do the minor amendments to policies, and the condition that goes with that is that any policy that's amended gets circulated to Council. So that's where we'll make it formal in those delegations.
So no change? Thank you, CEO. Councillor Redman, would you like to speak to your motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor Gillies.
Yes, I would just like to thank the officers and CEO for the work that's being done. I think it's important, though, that where we're unsure of things, that we can ask for further clarity. So I think that that's more important than anything in 2026. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gillies. Is there anyone who'd like to speak against Councillor Redman's motion? That being the case, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Thank you, councillors. I'll now move on to item 18.3, Council Concept Forums and Workshops. I call for someone to move the officer recommendation. Councillor Fletcher.
I move that Council 1 revokes the G23 Concept Forums policy, 2 adopts the Council Concept Forums and Workshops policy, and 3 authorises